It's time for another Carbon County Sheriff's Update, and joining us in the studio today, we have Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. It's been a couple of weeks since I've got to talk to you, Sheriff Wood, but thank you again for coming in today.
Oh, it's always my pleasure to be here. I enjoy these days a lot.
Well, it's kind of, typically you join us on Tuesday, and I know it's Tuesday, but it's kind of like a Monday for a lot of people.
Yeah, it feels like Monday, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Great fireworks show last night over at the fairgrounds. What an awesome event they put on for Energy Days.
Yeah.
I was way impressed.
Yeah, I tell people this all the time. Please take advantage of Energy Days because it is incredible what they muster up.
I've not seen a better fireworks display here in Carbon County and that I can remember. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was spectacular.
It was great.
Did you have any involvement in Energy Days this year?
I did. I volunteered to help out as an elected official. They ask a lot of elected officials to help out. I volunteered from 4 to 6 and had enough fun doing that. I stayed on until the fireworks were done. So it was a good time.
Yeah, it definitely is a lot of fun. Now, the 4th of July is behind us. I can't believe it. It's already July 5th. With that being said, What was the 4th of July like for the sheriff's office?
You know, we were busy this year. We were up in Schofield. I want to throw a shout out to Zach Wise. Zach Wise is a member of our search and rescue, and he's volunteer. He doesn't get paid for what he does. He spent the entire weekend in Schofield. He had the search and rescue SUV, or UTV, I guess, up there, and he stayed in the command post, and he patrolled around, and he's an EMT. So if there were any accidents, he went to them. And, man, he was awesome. We had a couple of ATV accidents, and he was Johnny on the spot to be there to help out, broken bones and things. And what an amazing guy. And, you know, our search and rescue also volunteered to haul the fireworks out to the island. And there was a fireworks show. The contractor showed up way late. They were supposed to meet us at 5. They showed up at 8:30. And so our search and rescue guys ponied up and helped them get their fireworks out to the island, helped them set them up. I don't think they would have had a show at all if it hadn't have been for those guys. Totally volunteer. I think they were out all night by the time they got everything off of the island and back. And so with all that said, I want to encourage everyone to come out August 13th to the Search and Rescue Demolition Derby because that's their fundraiser for the year. That's how they get the money to buy the equipment they have. So what an awesome group of guys.
Yeah, that's the next big thing now that we can prepare for here in the local area. That and International Days. So we have two events coming up about 2 weeks apart. So still a lot of fun to be had here in the local area.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this weekend, so shifting gears, we have Greek Festival and East Carbon Days.
That's very true.
East Carbon Days will be an awesome car show up there, I'm sure. So.
Yeah. Can't forget about the Greek festival. Some of the best food that you'll get at a festival,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's what we have going on. Sheriff's office is excited. But with summer, we seem to be having a lot of ATV accidents. And I just want to encourage everyone, wear your helmets. First off, that's the easiest thing to put on, the easiest thing to forget about. But it'll save you in an accident if you have your helmet on. And in your UTVs, wear your seatbelts. The most common cause of injuries in UTVs is people not wearing their seatbelts.
So. Are the accidents up this year?
Yeah, we had 4 in Carbon County on Saturday, 1 yesterday in Schofield, and they had a fatal accident in Emory County this weekend on an ATV. So yeah, it seems like we had a lot of them, and you know there are a lot of them up there, and I get that, but just we need to be careful. And you know they're made to ride on the dirt. When you get on the asphalt, they behave differently. I think we had one that was an asphalt accident. So, yeah, I just want people to be careful. Slow down. Alcohol and ATVs don't mix.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So.
Well, I know that there definitely is a lot going on. We've talked about the community events. We've talked about the 4th of July, the Demolition Derby, which you guys have 37 cars.
37 cars registered as of last week. Now, the free registration for the cars ended June 30th. However, you can register a car for the Derby right up till the day of the Derby. And you just pay the fee, and I believe it's $25 a car. So we're trying to get 50 cars. I don't know that we've ever had 50 in the Derby. That'll be a pretty good show. 37 is amazing.
Yeah.
50 will be just totally awesome.
Yeah, 37 is a huge number, and I know the spectators will definitely be happy to hear that as well because you're definitely going to get your money's worth. And as you mentioned, it's the one and only fundraiser for the Carbon County Search and Rescue.
Yeah, and the gates are going to open at 4 o'clock. The Derby will start at 6, and it'll be during the fair, so that you'll have the county fair going on all day long. But we'll have food out there. They'll be cooking up burgers and dogs and kielbasa and all that good stuff. Should be a great time. Plan on settling in for the night.
Anything else on the agenda?
Not really. We're working our cold cases. Spring Glen Road. slow down on the Spring Glen Road. I get a lot of complaints on that road. Seems like a place that our deputies are going to be trolling. So,
slow down. It's not a speed trap. Yeah. You're telling people,
yeah,
slow
I'm throwing
down.
It out there. Look, be careful on the Spring Glen Road. We're it and heavy.
Now, anytime I get back to work, especially after a long weekend, there's always one thing that I really look forward to throughout my week of work. Like one thing that I got to do that I really look forward to. What's that on your plate this week?
You know, this week we're doing a hiring process for the CARE Coalition, and that's going to happen today. I'm excited about that. So I get to sit in on the interviews for that today. That's what I've been looking forward to.
Yeah, there's something fun every week.
Every week.
At least in my mind, there's always one thing I look forward to every week.
Yeah, and this radio stuff really is, it makes my week. I love
coming.
Well,
it's fun.
Here.
We definitely love having you in here. So. Get to talk about everything that's going on, know about the Sheriff's Office. Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood, always a pleasure. Thank you once again for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, we'll do it again next week. Again, a Carbon County Sheriff's Update with Sheriff Jeff Wood here on Castle Country Radio.